nonprofit arts organizations typically rely heavily on fundraising to survive. Last November, a small theater company took a large step toward changing the ways in which they raise money in the 21st century. No Rules Theater Company, dual headquartered in Winston-Salem and in Arlington, Virginia, announced that it had raised more than $100,000 for two things at once: its own organization, plus a new community arts fund at the Winston-Salem Foundation. No Rules Artistic Director Joshua Morgan spoke with me about the unique fundraiser, and I began by asking him why raise money for nonprofits other than his own.
As No Rules has grown, I've realized more and more that I'm less interested in just putting on shows. I'm truly interested in learning about Washington, D.C. and Winston-Salem and what that means via our education outreach opportunities along with our programming. And so I wanted to take the opportunity with our fundraiser to do what we've said it's setting out to do besides fundraise, which is to honor the individual that we're celebrating. So we decided to tie in raising funds for the Nick and Nancy Bragg Arts Fund along with No Rules because we really wanted to take the opportunity with the Rule Breaker Award to celebrate the people that we're honoring.
Why did you choose artist and historian Nick Bragg?
Nick Bragg may be the original rule breaker. He has designed his life in such a way that ties in so many different mediums, everything from fine arts to performing arts to music to architecture, literature. He's interested in storytelling at its core, and therefore he sort of was breaking the rules right from the get-go. And the second part of that is the fact that the Rule Breaker Award is designed to honor people who are also creating good for the community, and subsequent of his pushing all of us to look at what's possible, he has strengthened specifically Winston-Salem in a big, big way.
2014 theatrical season in Winston and Arlington. For this year coming up, Josh, is there a particular programming focus?
Yeah, this year we're going to focus on identity. You know, the theater at its core is about community. And with our programming, as part of our mission, needing to be so broad, to focus on a wide audience base, I was interested in exploring the identity of different groups of people and how that relates to D.C. and North Carolina. So we're using these shows as a platform to talk about it.
The No Rules show, then, I guess is going to be the first show coming to Hanes-Brands Theater in the spring.
That's right.
It's an original.
So I'm the resident piano bar MC at Arena Stage up here in D.C., and I've created quite a following over the years that I've been here. And for years, I've played cabarets in New York and here in D.C. and in North Carolina. And we created this as an opportunity to sort of find an outlet for our musical interests, because it is a musical variety talk show. We combine them all together. And it's three different guests tonight, three different celebrity guests tonight. So in Winston-Salem, there's going to be some from Winston, some from out of town. And I sort of call it the Judy Garland show meets the Conan O'Brien show.
Well, there's an image for you.
Right.
That's great. No Rules Theater Company Artistic Director and UNCSA alumnus Joshua Morgan. NRTC has created the Nick and Nancy Bragg Arts Fund at the Winston-Salem Foundation. It's currently worth $30,000, and the money will be used to benefit artists and organizations in the city of arts and innovation. The No Rules Theater Company's 2014 season begins with the No Rules Show, a zany madcap variety show directed by founding co-artistic director Brian Suto. It'll run from April 22nd to the 27th at Hanes-Brands Theater in Winston-Salem. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.